If you want to be a powerful creator, you must become really, really, really good at holding the tension between where you are and where you want to be, and knowing that that tension will seek resolution. And you must resolve that tension in a way that allows you to create more of what you love and less of what you don't. To build a successful business is not that difficult. You can do it just the way you are, actually. You don't need to change you. Actually, you're fine. Welcome to the Self-Made Millionaire Podcast, the home for the ambitious, outcome-driven individual who wants to leave their past behind and create their next million. If that's you, you have found your place. Here is how my messy car will help you manifest anything. Dear future self-made millionaire, this isn't about cars at all. But if you like cars, it may help you buy one that you really, really want. This principle also applies to you if you like spending money on handbags, shoes, or travel. So the current reality, picture this. When I was writing down my script for this video, I had just driven home from the office and my car was looking really messy. Don't judge me. In the trunk, there was, a computer, towels, there was some boots that were in there. There was, all sorts of mess. Next to me was some purchases I'd made, some supplements, a coffee cup, a supplement bottle. It's looking really, really messy. And in the back seat, you've got some golf clubs, basketballs, just tennis equipment. It's quite a haul. And so with all of this mess sitting in my car, I'm thinking to myself, how am I going to get all of this inside? And how is this going to work out for me? And I'm thinking, I need to get like a trolley or something. And I tell you, what I figured out is going to change your life. I was like, how am I going to get this in the house? And then I thought, why have I not had this problem? Like, I haven't had this problem in a really long time. Like, I don't remember ever thinking to myself, how do I need to get stuff inside? And then it occurred to me that I just recently changed cars. So, before this car that I just drove home in, which is the Porsche Taycan, it's the electric one. It's awesome. Before I had that, I was driving a Lamborghini. Now, the Lamborghini is a two-door car. And so there simply wasn't any room. I didn't take clubs, tennis rackets. I didn't have any equipment. Like for me, I didn't have any basketball equipment in there or spare basketballs. I had none of that. And, now I do because, if a game is on somewhere, I want to have the equipment. So I want to have my tennis gear there. I want to have my basketball gear there, golf. I just want to have it there. I mean, who knows? Someone might say, Chris, we've got a game for you. And so I was forced to live a little bit like a minimalist when I had my Lamborghini. You couldn't take anything with you. So the golf clubs had to stay at the golf club. I'd take one basketball only when I needed it. I'd only take the shoes I needed for that day. No shopping for sure. So in this transition, it wasn't like before when I had the Lamborghini that I didn't want or desire to have those other things. I simply couldn't. And so the reason that I now had all of this extra stuff in the car is the reason why you are going to manifest a heck of a lot of things. See, the reason is the law of vacuum. See, it wasn't me that created the mess. It was actually this law, this principle of vacuum, is that space must be filled, okay? It's actually a universal law. See, because there was space, there was a tension for it to be filled. There was a disequilibrium between my tension of wishing to have everything that I'd want to play any sports game, and the space was available to fill all with all that equipment. Now, don't just say, I know what you're thinking. I'm not the only one who does this. All you women listening to this, I've seen into your handbags and I know you have things just in case in your handbag. And here's what I want you to know. The bigger the handbag, the more stuff you're going to put in it. I just know. So don't tell me I'm the only one who does it, okay? If you buy a larger house, you'll just put more stuff in it. See, the universe abhors a void. If you dig a hole, it will magnetically be filled with, leaves or sand or sticks or stones or a broken foot. Or if it's a big enough hole, maybe some mob gangsters will find a way to put a dead body in it. I don't know what will happen, but I know that if there's space, the universe will fill it. And this is where you come in. See, if you learn to create space between where you are and where you want to be, you, as a reflection of the universe, has to fill that space. This is how you create magnetically. Now, here's what most people do, okay, is that as they create the space, they fill the void with negative thoughts and feelings. See, the space must get filled. It's either going to get filled with you taking the right action and pulling in what you desire, or it's going to get filled with negative thoughts, feelings, stories, narrative about how you cannot do it, how you're not allowed to do it, and everything else. And once you think about that, as you're creating superconsciously, step number one is always clarify what you want. Step number two is always clarify where you are in comparison to that. This sets up a void or a disequilibrium. Now, there's a tension to resolve those two points. The tension is like stretching an elastic band. That void must be filled. The third step is you emotionally engage with the end result, which only adds even more pressure to fill that void. Now, step four is where we acknowledge that we have a tendency to fill that void with self-defeating thoughts, self-sabotaging thoughts, feelings, procrastination, other people's problems. We want to fill that void. And we must learn to turn down the volume of all of that to allow ourselves to do the fifth step, which is take the correct action and fill the void with the action that manifests. When you learn how to take the action that manifests, that is when the void gets filled and magnetically you pull in what you desire. And so my messy car is going to help you. It's going to help you realize that once you create a void, it must get filled. It can only get filled with the correct action or incorrect negative thoughts and feelings. It's up to you which one you fill it with. So anyway, look, I took everything out of my car. Not really. I took a few things out of my car because the void's there, the space is there, and I want to leave it there. And I took that and I went inside. I sat down and I wrote these notes out. And this is the key. If you want to be a powerful creator, you must become really, really, really good at holding the tension between where you are and where you want to be, and knowing that that tension will seek resolution. And you must resolve that tension in a way that allows you to create more of what you love and less of what you don't. If you want more of this, you need to go check out my website and download the training on how to use your superconscious to create with magic. I love you so much. I hope you're enjoying this. Subscribe, like, and share this episode out, and I'll see you on the next one. Bye for now. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I'm so grateful that you have. If you'd like to learn more about becoming a superconscious entrepreneur and becoming a self-made millionaire, then head over to my website where you can get a free newsletter. You can download my book, You're Not Broken or The Superconscious Path, consciouseducationcompany.com.